We are on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, around 10 lines from the top. Omar Shmuel. So Shmuel said here a multitude of halachas. Gedi, it says, Usabashal Gedi Bachalev Imoy, Rabbi says Hachelev, that if a person cooked chaylev with cholov, so the chaylev becomes nesa als basa b'cholov, even though the chaylev is already osar als chaylev. But I learned that from Gedi that the isa basa b'cholov is chal on the isa chaylev. That's one drash. Gedi, it says Gedi l'rabbi says hameisa. That means if a person cooked a nevele together with cholov, so the isa basa b'cholov is chal on the isa nevele. Gedi l'rabbis es hasholol, that there's an isa basa b'cholov by an uba. Gedi l'hoitzi es hadam, that there's no isa basa b'cholov by dam. Gedi lohaitzi es hashilya. There's no isa basa b'cholov by the shilya, by the sack that the uber is in. Gedi lohaitzi es hatmeya. If a person will cook a behemoth meyan cholov, there's no isa basa b'cholov chal. Bachalev imoy. V'loi b'chalev zocha. We'll see in Rashi there are rare cases that a zocha also has dadim, and if some cholov will be taken out from these dadim, there will not be an iser of basa b'cholov, because it says chalev imoy. It has to be the cholov of a nekeva of an aim. Misheroi liyei saying. Bachalev imoy v'loy bachalev shchuta, that it has to be cholov coming from an animal that's roi liyaisa aim, roi to have children, and if she's geshochten, she's not roi liyais aim. So that cholov is also not osa. Bachalev imoy v'loy bachalev tmeya. That means we were before memayit a behemoth meya. So the cholov, the isa basa b'cholov is, this is a cholov from someone that's roi to be an aim to the one, to the baal basa, to the animal you're taking basa from. So it has to be such a cholov. It has to be a cholov from an animal that's right to be an aim to the basa you're eating. So mamela, we just learned before, you only chayiv if you eat basa behemet tahira, not basa behemet meya. So mamela, if you'll have cholov from a behemet meya, remember it is from chalev imay. So these are 9 drashes that Shmuel darshens. So now the Gemara asks, "Hatloso gdiksivi." Now you darshen, he darshen 6 drashes from Gdi, that Gdi and Afilu Chaylev, Mab Chaylev, that Isabas Vachalav Schanan Chaylev, Schanan Mesa. Chalan Shalil, and we're Mamayit Dam, Shilya, and Behemoth Meya. 6 drushes, and it says 3 times a day. Plus a gdi ksivi, vanan shita darshine. So the Gemara answers, Kosova Shmuel, Issa Chalalisa. Shmuel holds Issa Chalalisa, the Issa Chalev, Umesa, Mechat kro nafki. That what the Issa Bosa Bechola v'schal an chela v'schal an nevela. So I don't need two psukim to be marbe that Issa Bosa Bechola v'schal, because he holds Issa chal al Issa is mechat kro nafki. Is before we go further, let us see Rashi. Omar Shmuel kro yeseir ksiv ledroshe. There is extra psukim, and the purpose they're written is ledroshe v'doshinilu. He says over the droshes, lekamon porich tlosa kro yksivi. There are only three psukim. Shmuel shita dorish. Shmuel darshens six droshes. L'rabois es achelev. So one of these is l'rabois es achelev. Shim bishel chelev b'cholov. If he cooked chelev b'cholov, v'ochloi oive mishum chelev, mishum basa b'cholov. So that means the isa basa b'cholov is chalan chelev. Es ha-meisa, the second gedi comes to tell us, shim bishel b'sar nevele b'cholov, he cooked on the veil of b'chola, v'ochloi oive mishum basa b'chola. V'yaf al gav de ba'alme ein isa chal al isa. Even though we hold ein isa chal al isa, v'kan harei kodmo isa chela v'isa neveila le'isa basa b'chola, osa kro v'rabinu. And that's the pashtus, that he has six droshes, so I have a posik to tell me that Issa Bosa Becholov is Chal on Chela, even though in Issa Chal on Issa. I have another posik that Issa Bosa Becholov is Chal on Nevel. Lohoitzi es ha-tmeya, Bosa Behema Tmeya Shebishal Afilu Becholayv Behema Teira is also Mutter. Now it says three times Bachalev Imoy. It has to be Cholov from someone that's right to be an aim. So watch out Chalev Zocha. Shahoyaloi Cholov Mut min Adadim. That a Zocha had Dadim. Kagain in Nishtanu Vahoyaloi Dadim. And there was a Zocha there Dadim. So the Cholov that comes out from these Dadim will not create an Issa or Bosa Becholov, because it says Chalev Ima, it has to be Cholov from an animal that's right to be a name. V'loi b'chalev shchute, the Ima imashma ruye liyeis aim, v'loi mishanishchuto, after shchite, the animal cannot, is not right to become a name, so memele, so that's not called Chalev Ima. Bachalev imoy mashme shloy nesar cholov, elo mimin shenesar boso. That means this is the aim, lisabashal gdi, that's the isa boso, bachalev imoy. So you need an aim of the gdi. So you need cholov that's coming from someone who's roy to be an aim of the gdi. Elo mimin shenesar boso. Ugdi hois raboi bei kol behema teira. From Gdi we learn out all behema teira filo rochel et le. Veloi tmeya hilkav cholov ki Gdi. So the cholov has to come from the same type of behema that a Gdi is. Do imoi ksiv. It is an aim of the Gdi. Become a mayit cholov tmeya filo aboso teira. When my mayat cholov tmeya filu the bosar is toyer. So the Gemara asked Akasha, we have a problem, that Shmuel made six droshes from three gdis that are miyutorim. So the Gemara answers on this Kasha, Kosovo Shmuel isa chalal isa. Shmuel ot isa chalal isa, ve isa chelev umeisa, Mechat Kro Nafki. So I can learn, since I already said Chalalis, I should all need a posik for Chalev and a posik for Nevela. I can learn out from one posik. So now Rashi is going to bring down two pshotim in this Gemara. Isa Chalalisa. So Rashi says, Ani Shamati de Gorislai. That's the Girsa. We'll see Rashi is going to be Meichik this Girsa. Vachi Perushai. And this is pshat. Isa Chalalisa. V'loi itztach kro. So you don't need a posik. Loi lechelev. V'loi lemeis. I don't need a posik to tell me that the Isa Bosa B'cholov is Chalan Chelev is Chalan Meisa. Why don't I need a posik? Because he holds Isa Chalalisa. So Michat Kro Kloima Meyahu Kro the Osa Legufe. So the posik that asos Bosa B'cholov Navki. So I'll learn out the Mbishel Chelev I Bosa Nevela B'cholov Afein B'mashme. So Rashi is saying now pshat in this first lotion that be'emesin, there's one pasuk that tells me that bosa b'cholov is osa. Now, if I want to know what it'll be, if the bosa will be bosa osa, it's chaylev, it's chaylev, it's nevela, what'll be the din? So, what's the difference if I hold isa chalal isa, so the isa bosa b'cholov will be chalal. So I don't need a special pasuk for chaylev and nevela. So I need one pasuk to tell me the din of basa b'cholov, and chaylev and nevela, I know automatically that it's chal because I hold issa chal alissa. This is the pshat, that pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is takasha and Shmuel haknir darshan six troshes from Zvigdim. So the Gemara says, no, he holds issa chal alissa. So you don't need a special drosha to tell me that the Issa Bosa B'cholov is Chal and Chelev and Nevela. So Memela is Mechat Kro Navki. So watch out, Mechat Kro Navki. So this Lashon Hel, that you need one Pasuk to tell me that Bosa B'cholov is Osa. You need one Pasuk. So if I know that Bosa B'cholov is Osa, automatically now I'll know that if the Bosa will be Nevela, Chelev will also be Osa. Because you hold Issa Chal Alissa. Kloima, machat k'mahu kro, the osi legufei, the pasuk that comes to tell us the isa bosa b'cholov, nafki dim bishol chelev, oi psal nevela b'cholov, afein b'mash. So Rashi says, v'kashali, so here v'kashe, on this pshat, on this girse, hod amrinen lekamon bepirkin, rabbi kive, mishum de islai isa chal alisa, Rabbi Kiva holds Issa Chal Al Issa. Miyatri lei kulu tloso gdi ledroshe. So therefore Rabbi Kiva holds that each gdi is miyuta because he holds Issa Chal Al Issa. So it's miyatri lei kulu tloso gdi ledroshe. Va amrinon, so what's, and that's Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah says one gdi is lamayit oif, one gdi is lamayit chaya, and one gdi is lamayit behemoth meat. Fine. So the Gemara says, why does Rabbi Kiva have three bazundere miyutim? Because he doesn't need a posik to tell me issa chalalissa, because he holds issa chalalissa. So then he has three Gdiyim, which are miyuta, so he has three droshes. Oy, chayim, beimet mei. So what do we see from this Gemara? We see from this Gemara, if you hold Issa Chalal Issa, you don't have two psukim left over. You have three psukim left over. Here the Gemara says, according to our Gilsa, Shmuel holds Issa Chalal Issa, so you don't need two psukim, one for chaylev and one for meisa. So, you learn out from, so one pasuk is taken care of. I don't need two psukim for chaylev and meisa. So now I have two more psukim left. So, Sarashi is anchudik. If you hold Issa Chalal Issa, the Gemara says, all the three gdiyim are miyute. We'll see how in a minute. But that's Rashi's kasha. The kashali, hod amrina lekama bepilkim, rabbi kivim mishum de isla Issa Chalal Issa, Miyatri lei kulu tlosa gdi ledrasha. So all the gdis are miyuta ledrasha. Vamrine chayla b'meisa leitzorich. I don't need a pasuk for chayla b'meisa because he holds this for chalalisa. V'hochel ishmul, according to the skills, and nami dis leisa chalalisa, Agamora says, Chaylev u'meisa meichat kronavki. So one pasuk I need for chaylev u'meisa. Lemiatri kulo, well, the trade is only two psukim left over. Vektrashi, Amaridikakashi, the Gemara says later, if you're this achalalisa, you have three extra gdiyim. And our Gemara says, Shmuel, this achalalisa, and he has two extra gdiyim. Venire beinai. So Rashi says, so therefore Rashi is moichik this girsa. The loigar sinen lahai kesova Shmuel isa chalalisa. We're not goyres Shmuel holds isa chalalisa. Allahochi gar sinen. Chaylev umeso michat kro nafke. So Rashi is moichik the first four words. Kasav Shmuel is a chaylev umeisa michat kronavke. I learn out that the isa basa b'cholav is chal am chaylev and nevela. I learned that out from one pasuk. Chaylev umeisa michat kronavke. So Rashi explains like this: the kulu tloso gdi. Miyatri ledrosha. First of all the three places that it says gdi, you should know it's miyuta. What's that it's miyuta? I have to know that the teras bosu b'chol. What's that all three are miyuta? The havalei lemichtov, and this is the yaivitz's girse, leisevashel bosu. He is bosu. Bosu b'chalei v'imai. That means like this. Gdi is a, the Torah specified gdi, a certain type of meat. And we learned yesterday, lav davka gdi, we learned out that there's a meat, gdi ho izim, there it's izim, but here it's afilat levarochel. Bekitzer, so gdi, the Torah should have said bosa, because lamaisa, all bosa is osa, tle rochel. So why did the Torah say gdi? Why did the Torah specify gdi? In Lamaise, it's a tlen roch yosachayv. So why did the Torah say gdi? So the gdi is miyuta. The kulu tlosa gdi miyatri ledrosh. The havalei lemichtev leisevashel boso bachalei vimei. Kol mi sheyesh lechelevei. This pahime, the shashas is a graisa, the ayvet said. Kol shi, mi shi yesh lechei lebeim. Ki, why? Kiven de seifeinu lahavi b'mash megdi af egel ota. Lemaise, you don't need a gdi. Lemaise, the din is an egel otle, you also chayv. Kedamoren lael. So, why did the Torah say a specific type of an animal, a gdi? And then I have a limud, yeah, don't think you need a specific type of an animal, I have a limud ha'izim, that filu, it's not an ace, it's a tle barochel, you also have, so why did the Torah write a specific type of an animal? Umidikos of gdi lidrosha osi, chad lechelev umesa. So it says gdi lechelev umesa lashminin sheye isa chal al isa to tell me isa chal al isa visrabi lohu tavayu toho min gdi hay vahay minayu mafkis. Now Dachsomir Rashi is saying as follows: if it would say leisevashel bosa b'chaleivim, it would say bosa, it wouldn't say gdi. So I would know bosa, so I would know already, I would know a tle, I know a rochel, I know an ace, I know everything that I would know. But dachsech mir, the two things I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know chaylev, because
The Mechaber says in the beginning of Simen Tzadik Ches in Yeredeya that Chelev and Boso are two Minim. The two Shemis. Chelev and Boso, it's called Min B'Sheine Mina Legabi. Chelev and Boso are two Minim. They have two different Shemis. So if it would say Le Sebasho Boso V'Chalev Imoy, I wouldn't know that Chelev is also. If it would say Loi Sevashel Bosa B'Chalev Imoy, Dachsame, I wouldn't know Nevele is also. Because Dachsame, we heard before, the Ovdei Ke'em Bosa, that means he shechted it. Bosa means a machel. When it's Keshochna, it's called the Ovdei Ke'em Bosa. So if it would have said Loi Sevashel Bosa B'Chalev Imoy, I would know Tle, I would know Rochel, I would know Ace, but I would not know Chelev. I would be, because Chelev is not called Bosa, and I would not know Nevele, because Bosa means Amachel, something that's Oymed L'Achila, and Nevele is not Oymed L'Achila. These two I wouldn't know. So the Torah wrote Gdi. Now, so this Gdi is Meyuta, I mean, for Tle, Rochel, Ace, I don't need D for that. So Gdi is coming from everything that's in the Gdi. Everything that is Hashem Gdi is also. If it's dead, it's also called the Gdi. It's not called Bosa, it's called the Gdi. The Chelev of a Gdi is also called Gdi. That's a Gdi. A Gdi has a Chelev also. So that what the Torah chose to write Gdi and not Bosa, that's coming to be Marbe, Chelev, and Nevela. So now, so this is what I learned out from Gdi. So what is this Gdi telling me? This Gdi is telling me that the Issa Bosa B'Cholov is Chal on Chelev and Nevelev. That's what it's coming to tell me, Lamaisa. So I know from the word Gdi that Issa Chal on Issa. But it's not I know Misvore. I know from the word Gdi that Issa Chal on Issa. So Mamela Rashi just for emphasis his kasha. There's a Gemara further, Rabbi Kiva holds Issa Chal al Issa, so he has three extra Gdis. That's right, if you hold Issa Chal al Issa, you don't need Gdi to tell me that it's Chal on Chelev, you don't need Gdi to tell me it's Chal on Nevela, because I know that it's Chal on Chelev and Nevela, because Issa Chal al Issa. So he has three extra Gdis, one Lamayat Chayim, one Lamayat Toif, one Lamayat Meir. He has three extra Gdis. We do not hold Misvore Issa Chal al Issa. So therefore we need one Gdi to tell me that it's Chal on Chelev and Meisa, because Chelev is Amin Gdi, and Meisa is Amin Gdi. So this, the first Gdi is coming to tell me Issa Chal al Issa. But not I hold it. I know it from here. This is the Gili that Issa Chal al Issa. Visrabu lohotavayu, so now you're marbe both, the mingdi hain, both of them are mingdi, vahai minayu mafkis, so which one will you say? Not chelev, not nevelech, both are mingdi, so I say that the posuk is telling us that the isa bosa v'cholav is chal on whatever is nichla on the mingdi, which means a nevel and chelev. V'chat, now there's a second extra Gdi. It could have said Boso, the Shlil, to tell me that an Uber is also. V'chad l'mutet meya. Period. Now, let us stop over here, in this Rashi. We'll come back, because Rashi goes on the Gemara further. So let us first see the Gemara further, then we'll come back to this Rashi. So Bekitza, but just let's remember one thing, that there are two Girsois in the Gemara. The Girsa that Rashi first brought was, the Gemara is Takashe, Shmuel needs two psukim to tell us that Issa Bosa B'Cholov is Chal on Chelev, and it's Chal on Meisa, and he only has three Gdi, so how could he use two up already? So the Gemara said, according to the first Girsa, no, he doesn't need two psukim to tell me chelev, it's chal on chelev and meis, because he holds Issa chal al Issa. That was the first loshen. And Rashi asked on that, so Rashi says, then you don't need any gdi at all for that. The Gemara says, it seems you do need gdi. So Rashi says, no, the girsa is that the Gemara says, how can he learn out the six drushes from three gdim? Gemara says, no, you need one gdi to tell me Yisachal Alissa. Because this is the makar that Yisachal Alissa, because it would say Bosor, I would say not Nevela, not Chalev. That's why it says gdi to be Marbe, Chalev and Nevela. Kosher who mean gdi. So that's one. The Issa Chalev Omeisa, let's get back to the Gemara. Michat Kro Nafki. Dam Nami Lav Gdihu. And we'll see in Tosfos, which the Gemara really means to say it's not Boso. I mean, I don't need Gdi to tell me not Dam. If it's a Boso, I'd also know not Dam, because Dam is not Boso. So why does it need Gdi? So I don't need Gdi to tell me not Dam. Vishil Yanami Pirsha Baalmu. I don't need Gdi to tell me that a shulya is not osa, because it's posha, it's not osa. I would say bosa, I would also know it's not osa, because it's perish baum, it's not bosa. So mamele, so to be mamayit, dam and shulya, I don't need to be. That it can be mamayit for bosa. So I have now two extra d's. Posha lehu trei. Chat le rabbi says ashalu. One comes to be marbe afilu an uber of a gdi, v'chadli mutei behemet mei. Let us just go to the next Rashi. It's four lines from where the lines get wide. Dam v'shilye leiboy kro lemutinu, dolav gdininu, Umehechi teisi li yisure. So l'chad the loshna b'rashi is shver. I mean, so you're using the gdi. L'chad Rashi should have said, the lav boso nino. Mehechi teisi li yisure. Luli the Mistafina, I would think maybe there's a grise in Rashi. It's a big grise. The Habilav Gdi, Mehechi Teisi Li Yisure. I feel without thee, I wouldn't ask it because it's not Boso. Bemisin Teisi says, Claude, the Drosh is from Boso, not from Gdi. You don't need Gdi. If you need Gdi to be Mamayit, Dam and Shilya, so you need it for that. Fine. Al Koponim. So the Gemara said as follows, according to Rashi, that I have in Yesod three droshes. One gdi comes to tell me that Issachal al Issa, that it's chal on Chalev and Mesa. Another gdi is coming to tell me an Uber, a Shlil. And a third gdi is coming to tell me not a Beimet Meya. And for Dam and Shul, you don't need Bechlal Amid. Fragt die Gemara, wieso war Shmuel Issa Chalal Issa? Shmuel holds Issa Chalal Issa? That means, even, let me boy, if we learn according to the first Loshen, that Shmuel Taka holds Issa Chalal Issa, so it's very good the Loshen of Gemara. According to the second Loshen of Rashi, but Al Kaponim, I have here, Gilui Hakro, that Bosa Becholov is Chalan Chaylov and Mesa. So from here I should learn out Becholov Terekula, that Issa Chalal Issa. Frekte Gemore, Vesova Shmuel, Issa Chalal Issa, V'omar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Minayin, Lekoyin, Tomei, Sheochal, Truma, Tmeyo, Sheina, Bemisa. We'll see this pasuk is speaking about as follows. There was truma tmeya, which is also to a koyin to eat als truma tmeya. And then he became tomei tumas aguf. So, l'chayre, we should say, ein issa chal al issa. This trume is already also als trume tmeye.
Now he became tomei tumis aguf.
So Rabbi Lezer said, minayin l'koyin tomei shochel trume tmeye she'einoi b'misa that taker.
That is not b'misa. And the issa tumis aguf is not chal on trume tmeye.
Shenemo meisa boye ki yichalalu prat lezu shemecholelis vaymedes.
We learn now from a posik that the issa tumas haguf is not chalan trumet meyo.
So the Gemara is asking Akashi, if you Shmuel hold issa chalalisa,
so lechayre, so why isn't the issa tumas haguf chalan issa?
Why isn't tumas haguf chalan trumet meyo?
So the Gemara says on this kasha three terutzim.
Iboy yisayim ba'al mechisa issa chalal issa.
You're right, Take.
All over he holds issa chalal issa.
V'shani hosom,
the miyut rachmon obeisu boy,
it says, v'feresh miyut, that here there's a gzeres akosov,
that the issa tumas aguf is not chal on the tumah of the trume.
There is a kosev all over Issa Chalal Issa, besides over him.
Iboy Yisayma ba'alma kesov Shmuel ein Issa Chalal Issa.
He holds all over ein Issa Chalal Issa.
Vishani hochi de Rabbi Rachman Negdi fakert.
Here's a unique case.
That I say Issa Chalal Issa, and it's only here.
We'll see why you can't learn out.
Taisvis, the we have on the side, Hudla Yalev, Mibasa Bacholava, and Taisvis Alel.
Taisvis says that you can't learn out from Basa Bacholava because Basa Bacholava is a Chiddush.
You can't learn out from Basa Bacholava.
So that means Bachola Terakula Shmuel holds Ein Issa Chalal Issa,
and here, there's a gzeres akosuv that dafke by bosa b'chala was a chiddush. I say isa chalal isa that isa bosa b'chala was chalan chaylev umeisa.
V'boy yisayma. If you want, I'll tell you a third teretz.
Hodi day hoda rabbi.
That I'll tell you a third teretz. Shmuel personally holds isa chalal isa,
and here it says over here that Omar Shmuel Omar Rabbi Lezer. That koyin tomei that eats trumet meyem ishein bemise, that's b'shem Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds an issa chalal issa.
Shmuel personally holds issa chalal issa.
So these are the three terutzim to fam for the Gemara.
Now
let us go back to the Rashi, which we stopped off in the middle.
So this is the second line of Rashi.
Rashi had said pshat na gemore that Shmuel holds Issa Chalal Issa is a special gzeres akosav gdi to tell us that Issa bos b'cholav is chalan chaylev and meisa. It's a special gzeres akosav. Not that Shmuel all over holds Issa Chalal Issa. He learns out from this gzeres akosav of Gdi, Vafilu, Chaylev, Umeisa.
So Rashi says, now the second line, where it gets wide already, the end of the line, Lakami Nami Bishmait Namrino,
so Rashi now brings down this Gemara,
Shani Hoche, all over he holds, Ein Issa Chalal Issa.
No, over here, Issa Chalal Issa, the Rabbi Rachman Gdi,
Zot Rashi,
Alme Issa Chala Issa Lishmul Hoche Migdin Avkelei Mirebuya.
Not the way they said that he holds Misvore Issa Chala Issa.
No. You learn out from Gdi that Issa Chala Issa.
Learn out from Gdi.
Oh, the Porich Lekamon Beshavu Shmul Issa Chala Issa.
So what's the Kashe?
Shmul only learns it out from Gdi. He doesn't know this Achal. He learns out from Gdi.
Ochi kashle mid Rabbi Shmuel chaylev ameis.
But after he learned out from Gdi, After he learned out from Gdi, so now we have a pasuk that tells us that Isa Basa Bechalav Eschala and Chayla B'meisa. Al Meisa Chalal Isa. Now you can learn out from Gdi already L'chala Teire Kula. So Mamele, that was Pshat in the Gemara's Kash. And that the Gemara said, Tzvi Terutza. So the Gemara is the Kasha, a member of Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, Umeisu boy ki halalu, prat lazu shmechulela svei medes, alme loy osi iser tumes haguf, shubimisa bidei shemayim, vachay la iser tumes trume, shasura vemedes olof be iser asay. Tumes haguf is not chal an tumet meye, which is also al an iser asay. How do we know that Tumet Mei is also? It says in the Pasuk, Mi Bishorecha Teichalenu HaTomei VaHatoyer. It says, by Psulei HaMekdoshim, you're allowed to eat together Tomei VaHatoyer. The Mashme, by Psulei HaMekdoshim Sheniftu, Tomei VaToyer Oichlim Bekora Achas, HaTomei and HaToyer can eat they're eating from one plate. Basar psule mekdoshim la'acha pidyoinim. The ain behem iser tume. The pasuk says psule mekdoshim sheniftu atome and toy can eat from one plate, and there's no iser tume. But there's a miyut v'chsiv toichlenu psule mekdoshim sheniftu yilatir atome v'toyel loze v'loy la'acha. Kloimar, bozei itarti, by psalmikdoshim sheniftu, I was matter, the toyer lechol imatome, afa pishaycho bosotome, shemuta lecho psalmikdoshim, bein betumes aguf, bein betumes atzma. Techlendu amir, avo betrume, lo itarti loch lechol betumes atzma, belavo bo michlala say asay. Fine. So memele, the makoyer, that you're not allowed to eat truma tmeya is an iser asay. Teichalen nu psulim mekdoshim you're allowed to eat petumas boso veloi truma. That's to eat truma tmeya. To eat petumas aguf, avloichol truma petumas aguf mafurish poi leisased is enough in the lab. Siva kochim lo yoichal siv basra yubo shemish v'toyer achol yoichom in hakadosh mekmin lo betrume biyavam. So this is talking about trume. So now the Gemara asks the kasha: how could Shmuel hold that? What that is? How can Shmuel hold that is a chalal isa? Here he said b'shem Rabbi Elazar that the iser of tumas haguf is not chal on the iser of tumet meye. So the Gemara says three terutz. Baal mesav shmul iser chalalis. Vishani hochid the gol rechmon a meis baiki chalalu. So the first terutz is it's a gzeres hakosuv by tumet meye that the iser tumas haguf is not chal on tumet meye. V'iboy yiseime ba'alma kesava ein iser chalalis. That we hold Einisa Chalalisa, Vishani Hoche, the Rabbi Rachmona Gdi. That means we hold Einisa Chalalisa. I learn out that just like Tumis Haguf is not Chalan Tumet Meye, so Bechola Terukula Einisa Chalalisa, and only by Bosa Bechola Vesehisa Chalalisa, the Rabbi Rachmona Gdi. So Rashi, that's very good, like the second lotion that Rashi had said, that we learn that Issa Chalal Issa, because there's an extra Gdi. But the first lotion said that Shmuel knows Misvor Issa Chalal Issa, koshali. Kivin dechad legufei. According to the first lotion, kivin dechad legufei. So here we're saying now that what? Here we're saying now that bemisin I learn out from tumas aguf is not chal on tumet meye that ain't is a chalalis. So now, so why? So why by Bosa Bachol de Seisa Chalaisa, the Rabbi Leikro? So I need Limudim. So Veloshin Rishin Shemata Koshali. Given the Chad Legufe, one you need Legufe. So now I need Hai Rabbi by Miyata Vodoshinum. So where do you have an extra gedi to be marbed by Bosa Bacholov? I say Issa Chalal Issa. Because one you need Legufe. Fine. And the other two, Yudarshan. One is going on Shlil. One is going to be Mamayit by Matmeya. So where do you have Bechlal Adrash to tell me Issa Chalal Issa? That's Rashi's Kashe. But the way Rashi said it's very good, because Tzvig Diyam Yuta, it should have said, L'Smashal Bosa Bachalei Mimai. So the first Gdi is coming to tell us that it's Chalan Chalev and Mesa. That's the second Mahalach. The third Mahalach is Hoda Rabbe. Rabbi Lezer, Sha'oma Le'el Shmuel Mishmai. So that's what the Rabbi Lezer holds. Rabbi Lezer holds that in Issach Alalisa. But Shmu himself holds that Issach Alalisa. So Rashi says something very interesting. That the Rabbi Lezer, all the time when someone says over a memre from another Tane, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmu. So what does it mean? Rabbi Yehuda said that Shmu said, that's Pshat. Here it said, Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Elazar. It says Mishum. It doesn't say Omar Shmuel Omar Rabbi Elazar. Omar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Elazar. So Rashi wants to tell us what is the Taich Mishum. So Rashi, V'chol Heicha Diktoni Mishum Ploini Lo Yishoma Mipiv. He didn't hear from him. Elo Mipi Acherim Sha'omru Mipiv. He heard from others that they said me piv. So now Rashi explains. Ushmul Ros Rabbi Elezer Miyomo. Shmul never saw Rabbi Elezer. The Rabbi Elezer Bechuben Hoya. Rabbi Elezer was Beshas Techub. Mitamid Rabbi Yechanan Ben Zakai. Ushmul Midoires Achoinim Hoya Besoif Shnoisov. The Rabbi. He was Besoif Shnoisov Shal Rabbi. So that's why it says Mishum to tell me that he didn't hear it from Rabbi Lezer. He heard others say over Bishem Rabbi Lezer. So these are the three Mahalchim. Now let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis Kosova Shmuel Issa Chal Alisa. That was the Girse that we had. And Rashi was meichik this girl, said, not if he holds Issa Chalalisa, so Rashi is and he should have three gdiyim that are meyuta. If he holds personally Issa Chalalisa. So Taisvis, bechinam meichik pekuntres zeis hagirse. You don't have to be meichik. The lahochi kama, this is what the Gemara means. The kesovar shmul Issa Chalalisa. Shmuel holds Issa Chalalisa. The I have a svirale ba'alme de ein Issa Chalalisa. V'loi, this is the Marshal's guess. V'loi have a yalif mehochem. That means like this. Shmuel holds ba'alme Issa Chalalisa. Where do you know it from? You know it from here, Taki. Itaki learned it out from here. The I have a svirle ba'alme de einis a chalalisa, filo after the posik, vilo I have a yalef mehoche, and he wouldn't learn out from here, la have a mapik, chelev umeso tovayu michat kro. That means if from here he's not learning at isa chalalisa, the here that just says, it just says an ibr kdi to tell us the bosa b'cholav is chala one thing. So I have no right to say that I know Issa Chalalisa from here. I'll say it's going on one case. Mashal says, the Levi says we'd be going on Mesa, the
the smaller of the Isurim Kaidmais. Avamuki Krabe de Dami. And since Shmuel holds that Sai Bosa Bechola Veschal Sayan Chelev and Sayan Evele, so that's why you see that Shmuel holds that you learn out from here that Issa Chalalisa. Ulamayt Mishani Besomach de Baalme Kesova in Issa Chalalisa, but he learns out from him, Afik Tavayu Mechad Chok de Perish Pekuntras Mishim Tavayu Min Gdiye. Dam lav gdihu. So the Gemara says you don't need gdi to tell me not dam, because dam lav gdihu. Faktais vizmim toima mikom wakim leim et elam gdi. So avakaponim you need a gdi to mamaya dam. Vishloim, that's what the Taisa says, we want to say pshan rash, that fill they have a ksiv elalei sabashal bosa bachalevim. You don't need gdi to mamaya dam. Hamatin and dam. La ikri basa, dam isn't called basa, kedama per kosha, shut on the veil, he vechelba vegida hutra, avodama le koma shutra, the la bachal nevelu, dam bachal na bachal basa, so I don't need gdi to be memaya dam. From basa, it also would be memaya dam. The Gemara says that in Emerson Shmuel, that's the second teretz of the Gemara. So the Gemara answers in Emerson Shmuel holds, you learn out Taka, you learn out Kolaterekule from Trume, that just like by Trume, the Tumas Haguf is not Chal on Tumas Trume, so Kolaterekule in Isachalalis, and here Shani Ochi the Rabbi Rachmonigdi. So Ktoisvis, Ilavdi, Lehavi Yolfinim, Shiochal Isa Bosa Bacholov, Al Issa Chaylev. Without Gedi, I wouldn't know. So Taisvis asks, I left learn out, Midam Rin and Sefer Gidanosh, Yove Issa Nevel, Misa Treifa, Vyosel, Vyochel Al Issa Chaylev. But Taisvis, Lachay, have enough in the Pusik, that the Issa Nevel and Treif is Chalal Chaylev. That I have a Pusik. That if a person eats Chaylev, he's over to a Surim. The love of Chaylev, the love of Nevela, or Treife. Faktoisvah, so let's learn out from over there that why do you need the Gdi to tell me Shani Ochi the Rabbi Kro? Let's learn out, just like this Nevela and Treife is Chal and the Issa Chaylev, who are then the Issa Bosa Bechalev and Bechal and the Issa Chaylev. And Faktoisvah, the Shani Nevela, you can't learn out Bosa Bechalev from Nevela and Treife. Shiny nevela, the metame. It's tumis nevela. So that's a chayma that Bosa Bacholov doesn't have. Or treife nami, mishum de mechayim. Treife is chal mechayim. Bosa Bacholov is first only chal lachamise. Chiyakam nomrin and bezvochim perikhat vasoi. Vahot ame peperki danoshe de iser treife chal al iser eiver midi da hava iser chayla. Aval gav, I just said there's a choymer of metame. Aval gav deivim in a chay metame. Mikomokim kivin the chaylev bekores vafilohochi chayel olay. Since the isa treifes chal an chaylev, avad gvisel bichal an eivim in a chay. Even though eivim in a chay is a choymer that it's metame, koshkein eivim in a chay. Because that chaylev is zicha more chomo the name of Menachai, so if treifes chal an chaylev, but zicha chal an chaylev, and zicha chal an eivim Menachai. Boi minei rav achad voi barami meirav. A person asked rav achad voi barami asked from rav, hamevashul bachalev gdi Shaloi Hiniko Mahu. What is the din? It says Le Sevashal Gdi Bachalev Imoy. So Imoy means that it's a mother. She's a mother. That means she had a child. That's a Taich Imoy. Now Rashi explains before a Behemah has a child, before a Gdi has a child, the milk comes in already. Right before the later, the milk comes in already. So the Gemara class of Shaila, is that called Chalev Imoy? That means you need a Chalev of an aim. She's a potential aim, but she never was an aim yet. So that's the Shaila of the Gemara. Do you need that Chalev Imoy has to be Chalev from an animal that was already achieved motherhood? Or since she's a potential aim, that's also enough. Shmuel had a miut that it says chalev imoy v'loy b'chalev zochom. So that's what we're some amayit if tobiya hechetimtze that a zocha will have dadim. So the cholov that comes are from these dadim. There's no isabasa b'cholov. Zocha udaloy osi lechlalim. So we see only mamayit zocha who will never come to motherhood. Avol hai kiven the bol lechlalim osam. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Shalaihi Nika Layolda Me Ayla. It never gave birth yet. Vyesh Lachalov Shehi Kareva Limele Dosa as it gets approaches the later, so she gets chalav already. Midakinan Imoy Shahoisa Imoy Kva, she was already a mother, Ayloi. Or she has a potential to become a mother. So the Gemara answered, we learn that if you're Mamayit Zocho, so Vaisis Dafke Zocha doesn't have a potential to become a mother. Mashenkein, Lehe Niko, since she has a potential to become a name, so that Chola will be us. Itma. Hamevashel Chelev Becholov. A person is Mevashel Chelev Becholov. Rabbi Ami v'Rabasi, the Machlokes Rabami v'Rabasi, Chad Oma Loike, v'Chad Oma Eine Loike, the Machlokes if you like. In the Gemara understood, the Machlokes is, if you eat chaylebs and ishbashel b'cholov, are you like al-tzisa of bosa b'cholov? So the Gemara wants to say, Leime b'hoke miflegi. The man, the Omar Loike, the one that says Loike, Kosova Issa Chalalisa. He holds Issa Chalalisa. So my male said Issa Bosa Bacholov is Chalat Chayle. O man, the Omar, ain't a Loike, Kosova, ain't Issa Chalalisa. He holds an Issa Chalalisa, so Issa Bosa Bacholov is not Chalat Chayle. So my male says Loike, it's not true. The Kule Alme, ain't Issa Chalalisa. Everyone holds that ain't Issa Chalalisa. Achille de kul alma loy pligi. Forget, could be every knows any sachalalisa. So memele, if you eat, you are masrem als bosa becholov, not als chaylev. So everyone holds you won't get malchus because any sachalalisa. Achille de kul alma loy pligi de loylok. Ki pligi abishol. The machlekes is between Rav Ami and Rav Asi, will you be like als bishol? When you cook chaylev, when you eat chaylev, zichanoshal, you won't be like als bosa b'cholov because einisa chalalisa. The shail is if you cook chaylev, will you be like als the isa of bishol bosa b'cholov? Man, the yama loike, the one, the aman yama says loike. So here, chadi surah. There's no problem of an issa chalalisa. That means there never was an issa to cook chaylev. So now I cook chaylev with cholov, I'm chayim on the issa, it's one issa. So the issa, the bichal, there's the issa of alabashel, like sebashel, and chaylev with cholov. And there's no problem of an issa chalalisa. Uman the Omar ain't like the one the Omar that says ain't like lahochi afke rachmona lachila beloshim bishul. It says three times loisabashul gedi. one comes from Achille. So why did the Torah call Achille Bishul? That means the Torah, that it seems the shame Achille, the Torah called Bishul. That's verkehrt, that the Torah wanted to be megalit us, that the Iser Bishul has the same halachas like the Iser Achille. And since the Iser Achille, everyone agrees there won't be an Iser Achille's Bosa Becholo, because an Iser Chalal Iser and the Chayle, so who are then on the Bishul, there also won't be an Iser, even though there's only one Iser on the Bishul. Let us see what Rashi says. Chadom Aloike, Kesalke Daitach, Achille Kama, Im Hisro Boi Mishim Bosa Becholo, Ayuloike, and he holds an Issa Chalal Issa, v'loi nofik mikro, and he does not hold like Shmuel said, ukro yisere less lon ribuye, it's what you do with extra posik, tik lemeima chad l'ribuye shli losa, the chad hus Issa hudike, there's one Issa of no two Issa, v'chad l'imute shil yosa, v'loi sfile Pirshahu, Uboi Kalamute, Dilamute Damat Mele Itzar, Tgim Denisa Chalalisa, Mehechitesel on the Litzar of the Boy Lemutino. So Rashi wants to say, according to this man, the Yoma that holds that you're not loike by Chalev, so the three psukim, one comes from to tell me Shlil, one comes to tell me to be Maya Chilye, and mikro de legufe. He says, so the first pasuk is coming legufe. Agavuche, this is like the Mashoz Moira, this is like the Anishamati that Rashi said before, that you need one posik legufe. The Mashoz Rashi Lashitos is not so posh. Ki pligi abishul sharei hacheilev v'chol shari sum lenesru lavasho ela bosa b'cholop. Ilko kabi bishul ein kana lehisa bosa b'cholop. So one man diom ahoji eloike abishul. And fine. Just let's finish the Vika da Amri Abishul Kul Alma Loi Pligi de Loke. Everyone agrees that Abishul you're not like a Kipligi Achila. Mandom Aine Loike, then he's a Chalalisa. Mandom Loike Lochi Afke Rachmona Lachila Balosh and Bishul Kiven da Abishul Loki, because only one is Achila Nami Loki. So if I can't learn out the Issa Achila from the Issa Bishul, one that says loik is going on the bishul, the one that says any loik is going on the achila. Zot Rashi, mara machode, mando maloike, koi abishul, dechod isuru, mando main loike, koi achila. Im leisro bei mishim achila schayl, bal mishim bosa b'chol, b'ine loike, leyosi isa bosa b'chol, b'chayla isa chaylev. And just one taisves, kiven dal achila leiloki, tema mai, Eima ipre, kidama besamach, given the abishul loki, achila nami loki. Lechere, you should start off with bishul, because the pasuk is speaking about bishul. So since you like on the bishul, you should be like on the achila.